This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We released the latest version of the Marketplace Edison Research Economic Poll last week, and one of the questions this time around was how people feel about the reliability of government economic data. In all, a quarter of Americans completely distrust government numbers like the unemployment rate and consumer spending. You break it down by who respondents were likely to vote for, and it goes like this. 5% of Clinton voters distrust government economic data. 48% of Trump voters do. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has the rest of that story.
There are a lot of reasons why people distrust economic statistics, the figure that's gotten the most attention this election cycle being the unemployment numbers.
No, I don't believe them all the time, no.
No, I don't. No.
Danny Hollinger in Indiana, Donna Townsend in Nevada, Patricia Miner in Missouri. None of them put much stock in the official unemployment rate, which is currently at 5%. Now, if you ask people why, well, you do get some conspiracy theories about the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The BLS is an independent agency. They're as professional as they come.
Jesse Rothstein is professor of economics at UC Berkeley.
It's completely crazy to think that they're being manipulated. The president doesn't find out the numbers until the evening before.
For the record, this is how the unemployment numbers are gathered.
So we have 60,000 households that we contact every single month, rotating households in and out of the survey on a monthly basis.
Mike Horrigan is Associate Commissioner in the Office of Employment and Unemployment Statistics at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They actually use about 1,500 data collectors at the Census Bureau to call people up on the phone or even visit them in person.
And from contacting those households, we get individual reports about labor market status from about 110,000 people every single month.
Some data is late in coming in, so the BLS has to revise its numbers later, which is fodder for conspiracy theorists who see thousands of data workers somehow forging numbers. But that kind of thinking isn't the only reason people distrust employment statistics. People actually have very non-crazy reasons for distrusting them.
Urington happens to be a very small town. There are no jobs. So my answer is, no, I don't believe it.
There's no real good jobs for folks. No factories, no nothing for them to work in.
Donna Townsend in Yerington, Nevada, Patricia Miner in St. Louis, Missouri. Some people in areas where things aren't going well will look around and say, 5% unemployment? I don't see it.
I think people want the unemployment rate to capture more than it does.
UC Berkeley's Professor Jesse Rothstein.
I think there is a real sense in which the labor market has not been working for lots of people. But that's not coming through unemployment. That's coming through people aren't getting wage increases.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics does have other broader measures of unemployment. They add in people who have given up looking for a job. They add in people who are working part-time when they want to be working full-time.
The idea then is to take the official measure and then add more people in that numerator who are affected in various ways by what's going on in the labor market.
Mike Horrigan from the Bureau of Labor Statistics again there. The broadest measure of unemployment, it's called U6, is 9.7%. Higher than the official unemployment rate of 5%, but lower than it's been since 2008. At the end of the day, we measure the economy in numbers, but people measure their reality in feelings. And those are two things that don't always add up. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.